With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. The Montezuma County Commissioners are publicly stating their support for the manager of Canyons of the Ancients National Monument west of Cortez. In a letter to the State Director of the Bureau of Land Management, dated and approved Monday, they call Marietta Eaton a very capable manager and adept at interpreting and enforcing BLM policy and federal laws. They write that although they do not like BLM policy and are frequently at odds with the agency, they believe Eaton brings to the table reasonableness, fairness, and the ability to follow the law without letting her own agenda get in the way. In the letter, the commissioners also take a swipe at the conservation community, saying it is very vociferous when they don't get their way with things. On Monday, Attorney John Baxter asked jokingly whether the county's support would help Eaton or guarantee her termination. In other news, the chairman of the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe is voicing support for a commission that will be created by Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper's office to study the use of American Indian mascots by public schools. Manuel Hart tells KSJD the effort stemmed from a suggestion he made at a meeting of the Colorado Commission on Indian Affairs. He says the idea is for people affiliated with tribes to travel to the schools in question to explain why their mascots may be derogatory. Hart says there are no such mascots remaining in far southwest Colorado, and the closest is probably the Indians of Montrose High School. He says not all American Indian mascots disturb him, but the use of war bonnets is particularly offensive because such headdresses traditionally were given only to men who earned them through courageous acts. Hart says, quote, "For somebody to wear a bonnet to a football game and play with it is offensive," end quote. With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley.